while they were walking with him, they learned from him. He himself said, take my yoke and learn from me. Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me. That's the other thing to consider with Christ. When we read, when we learn about him, we need to learn how to conduct ourselves. We need to look at him as an example to emulate. It was the Apostle Paul who said, follow me as I follow Christ. They were first called Christians in Antioch because the observers, those who were watching them, said, these have been with Christ and they exude Christliness. They demonstrate the character of Christ. That is a disciple who walks with him and acts like him. The 12 disciples. Well, in fact, it wasn't just the 12. He started with the 12, poured his life, and he mentored them and he taught them. They expanded. We hear about the 72. When they are in the upper room, there is 120. And later on, there were disciples that could not be numbered. The disciples are no longer the people who were physically with him, but those who believe in his message and they follow him. They walked with him. We need to learn to walk with Jesus. We need to know that we walk with him everywhere where we are. Every step of the way. Everywhere I go. We used to sing a Sunday school chorus. He is with me when I sleep and when I wake up. He is with me when I walk and when I stand. He is with us always. We need to remember that we are his disciples and he is with us. And in fact, that's a confidence for us to have. That there is no height, no depth, no breadth or width that is beyond his reach. He is with us every time. He is with us wherever we are. If I rise with the wings of the morning, there you are. If I make my bed in the heights, there you are. This love is too lofty for me to understand. That's what David said. He is with us always. They heeded to his teachings and his commands. In John chapter 2, whatsoever he saith, do it. Who better to listen to than Jesus' mother herself? When they had run out of wine, they came to Jesus and said, the people have run out of wine. Jesus' first response was, what's that to do with me? But the mother of Jesus said, whatsoever he saith, do it. Whatsoever he says, do it. Disciples are people that do whatsoever he says. If he says love one another, just do it. If he says be patient with one another, just do it. If he says love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might and all your soul, just do it. If he says work with one another, just do it. Sometimes he would send them in twos, in pairs, or he would send them in bigger groups and smaller groups, and he would expect them to work together, even various as they were, just do it. That's Jesus' mother who said that in John chapter 2. Whatsoever he saith, do it. Disciples are those that do what he says. Jesus himself said in John chapter 8, you are my disciples indeed if you do my word. If you follow what I say, then you are my disciples indeed. And as I've alluded to, disciples were expected to cooperate with one another and to work for the purpose of Jesus Christ. Paul says we are co-laborers with God. We work for his purpose. Our actions, our conduct need not contradict the purposes of God, need not contradict the themes and the aims that God wants to achieve. We need to co-work with him, to work together with God, to work towards what God wants us to work towards. They called on Jesus whenever they needed him. Remember that disciples would always call on him. Be it when they were running out of wine even, they would go to him. Be it when there were storms that were buffeting their boat, they would call on him. They said, "Master, don't you care that we perish? Come and save us." Be it when they needed something to eat. You know the story when Jesus fed the 5,000? It says the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Where will we get food to feed these people?" They relied on him. They asked on him. Pray without ceasing. Talk to Jesus without ceasing. As a disciple, I will talk to him. I will rely on him. Be it in any area of my life, I will ask of him, and knowing that he will respond, he will answer. And finally, shall I mention that disciples beget disciples. Go into the whole world and make disciples. Disciples give birth to disciples. Little by little, we're taking ground, we sang earlier on. It may well be that one person that may be discipled. I know we've run the Alpha course right here, a discipleship type course, even inviting someone to the Lord. You see, the good thing about inviting into discipleship is that it's not something that's in your face, sort of aggressively in your face. There are some that are gifted in that way. But sometimes it's a gentle invitation. Sometimes it's showing with my conduct so that somebody will see the attraction, will see the light, and say, I would like to come to your church. I would like to be in your faith. I would like to pray like you do. I would like to believe like you do, seeing the conduct. Sometimes it's the conduct of how I conduct myself, even in trials and tribulations, even through difficult times, because hard times do come to all of us. My conduct right through there will make others say, "I want to believe like you do. I want the strength and the hope like you have." Go ye into the whole world and make disciples of every nation. Shall we come to the next closing hymn? And as we take the closing hymn, shall we take the fellowship offering, please? And we know that's the offering that we use for those in need.